Just one quick halakha in the laws of Shabbat. As we know, the Hakamim forbade using any musical instruments on Shabbat as well as on Yom Tov. For that matter, they also forbade anything that can lead to or looks like playing instruments. For example, we discussed in previous daily halakhot, for Sefaradim, clapping would be asur on Shabbat. Dancing also for the Sefaradim would be asur also on Shabbat for similar gezerot. Today we discuss one specific case that we see sometimes by the Hazanim, where they use what's called a tuning fork, which is a metal apparatus, looks like a fork, and what they do is, from time to time they strike it, and they place it next to their ear in order to get the right tone that they be able to make their voice on the proper tone so they can do the tefillot according to the way that they're accustomed to. So the question is this tuning fork really permissible or not? Chacham Avadia has a very big teshuvah on this in Yabia Omer, Chelek Gimel, Chelek Or HaHayim Siman Chav Bet, where he brings over there the Matirim. The logic of the Matirim, the ones that are lenient, is because really, first of all, it doesn't make such a big sound. You have to actually put it to your ear to hear it. So it could be the Chachamim are not gozer on musical instruments as such. Second of all, it really doesn't play music. It just gives one note in order to, like we said, acclimate the Hazan. That being said as well, he quotes from different poskim, specifically the Sefer Zot Lihuda, who is the Abedin of Misraim, that also was Matir, and there's testimony that in the synagogue in Misraim, in front of the great Gaon of Yom Tov Yisrael, they would use such an apparatus on Shabbat, and he was not Mohe. Also, the Sefer Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Shin Lamed Sif Katan Chet also was Bilamed Zechut on the Hazanim that want to use this apparatus. That being said, there are many poskim that are against it. So notably, the Mishnah Berura in Siman Shin Lamed Sif Katan Dalid is against the using of the tuning fork, as well as other teshuvot as well, that Chacham Avadia brings down in Sefer Halichot Olam, Chelek Dalid, page Ayin Gimel. The Halakha, really, the Hazanim that have, of course, the Yireh Shamayim, the old Yireh Shamayim, they should refrain from using the tuning fork on Shabbat, because of the poskim that were mentioned. However, Chacham Avadia says that those that are lenient to use it, his language is, and limchot bo biyad hazakah. You can't rebuke him in a strong arm him to stop. Sheyesh lo al malis smoke. So again, the Hakam's opinion really is better to keep away from the pitchforks the tuning forks on Shabbat because of the problem of hashmaat kol.